A Jewish ritual may help prevent heart attack damage. A UC cardiologist and a bioengineering student are seeing positive signs after a pilot study. This is 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Most Orthodox Jewish men take part in the ritual of wearing tefillin. It's a tight leather band strapped around the arm and worn during 30 minutes of daily prayer. Cincinnati and Akiva Kirshner started taking part in this practice when he was 13. He demonstrates how to put it on.
So you kind of put it up your arm, and you get it right there on the forearm. So then you tighten it, like you get it real tight so it's not going to move. Just go like around one, and then you're supposed to do it 7 times around the forearm.
Even though this fourth-year bioengineering UC student left it on just a few minutes for this demonstration, the bands left marks signaling restricted blood flow. The concept of causing pain to one part of the body, which then protects a different part, called ischemic preconditioning, is what got UC cardiologist Jack Rubenstein thinking.
So one day I'm wearing my own set of tefillin in an airport of all places in Maine, and I feel this discomfort. And my thought, that's the light bulb moment. The discomfort moment was there. I'm thinking to myself, is this discomfort sufficient to elicit a pain, a preconditioning response that could potentially protect the heart?
Also going through his mind were Israeli studies showing many Jewish men aren't subject to heart attack damage. The idea that ischemic preconditioning protects the heart has been known for 30 years.
The crucial point here is that we've never been able to take it to the bedside. There's no FDA-approved treatment that is based on this concept.
Because doctors don't know when a heart attack is going to happen. So this is what Rubenstein thinks.
So the fact that tefillin is worn every day means, potentially, that the people that are wearing it every day have protection for a certain amount of time during that day for said heart attack.
A UC pilot study demonstrated that with 20 healthy Cincinnati Jewish men who Kirshner recruited. He says initially it was hard to convince them to take part.
Because the Jews who wear tefillin every day, tefillin to them is a very sacred object. And to take tefillin to a university and wear it in a laboratory setting is almost desecrating that sacred object. So I had to kind of convince them that there's so much good that could come of this study.
The men came in once a week, and Dr. Rubenstein's lab measured vital signs, drew blood, and measured blood flow. All the numbers looked good in people who wore tefillin. Dr. Rubenstein explains it this way. After a heart attack, when the patient is not getting enough blood and the body is in distress, it sends marching orders and attack cells. These attack cells are turned on, and that does further damage to the heart. It is potentially different in men who wear tefillin.
So what we found is that these cells, these attacking cells, are chilled out. They're relaxed. They show up, and they're like, nothing to do here, nothing to fight here. And all of the fighting signals, chemokines, those are the fighting signals, they're totally turned down as well.
Rubenstein thinks this could translate into benefits for everyone. He's working to develop non-religious banding. He warns against using a rubber band or some type of tourniquet because cutting off blood flow entirely can cause damage. More study is needed to determine what role the men's spirituality and socialization played. That was not factored into this pilot study. The results are available online in the American Journal of Physiology, Heart and Circulatory Physiology. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.